Good morning, Oregon. It's Monday, February 6th. This is Beth Slovic with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. For the past 14 months, rows of matching blue tents have filled a parking lot on the edge of a residential area in South Los Angeles. More than 80 residents live at the Safe Sleeping Site, which is operated by Urban Alchemy, a nonprofit hired by the California City. As Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler seeks to replicate the concept of a sanctioned tent camp at 6 locations in Portland, what's happening in Los Angeles could offer a guide. The Oregonian Oregon Live traveled to Los Angeles to see how Urban Alchemy operates the tent encampment Portland officials also have toured. While Portland area social services experts continue to raise concerns about the ethics and effectiveness of mass tent sites, residents at the Los Angeles one generally praised it for providing plentiful day-to-day resources and a safe environment. However, they also expressed frustration that getting into permanent housing remains difficult, given the severe shortage of affordable apartments in Los Angeles. And questions about Urban Alchemy's management remains as the nonprofit has faced lawsuits over alleged misconduct at other sites. Officials in Wheeler's office initially called for each camp to house up to 500 people, but they have since scaled back the plans to 150 residents per camp to start. Portland officials could announce the first 3 locations for its large-scale encampments as soon as this week. Urban Alchemy appears a likely choice to serve as an operator, as Portland officials have been in conversations with the nonprofit since spring 2022. The City of Portland and Laborers Local 483 tentatively reached agreement Sunday to end the union's 3-day strike. The terms of the agreement were not immediately available this weekend. The union's 615 members, who are mostly spread across the city's parks, transportation, and environmental services bureaus, and the Portland City Council, must vote on the tentative agreement first. The city strike, the first since 2001, started Thursday after the two sides failed to reach agreement over cost of living increases and workplace safety concerns. Bargaining had been underway since March, and Local 483's contract expired last summer. Portland officials said the city proposed a new 4-year, $39 million contract that would have included a 12% wage increase for all union members by July. Half of that wage increase would have come from a 5% retroactive cost of living increase, the maximum increase allowed under the union's most recent contract, and a 1% retroactive pay raise. According to Portland officials, the city's contract proposal would have raised the average union member's salary to $76,000 by July, from about $65,000. Local 483, however, said it wanted the city to remove the existing 5% cost of living cap from its next contract and instead tie cost of living adjustments directly to inflation. The union also had proposed a 3.5% across-the-board raise for its members. Speaking of labor, Oregon's employment crunch is getting better. The number of job vacancies in the state has fallen in each of the past 2 quarters, according to a new survey from the Oregon Employment Department. The state now has 86,000 job openings, down nearly 20% from the peak last spring. The number of unemployed Oregonians, meanwhile, has been creeping upward and matched the number of job vacancies last fall. That means there's 1 unemployed Oregonian for each vacant job in the state. That's still a very tight labor market. On average, over the past decade, Oregon has had more than 2 unemployed people for each job opening. Those conditions reversed last year as the state's worker shortage grew particularly acute and job vacancies surpassed the number of unemployed Oregonians for the first time on record. Business reporter Mike Rogaway writes that the number of Oregon job openings remains high by historical standards, but the total is now at its lowest point since early 2021. A sign the state's labor squeeze may finally be easing. The 8th Portland Winter Light Festival kicked off Friday night at Pioneer Courthouse Square with a variety of performances and interactive art installations gleaming with glowing lights. The free event featured a 16-foot robot at the Salmon Street Fountain, fire-spewing sculptures, and giant psychedelic projections on local buildings. It's not too late to catch the festival. It will repeat this week from Thursday to Saturday. Though most of the installations are in downtown Portland, dozens of other locations across the city also have installments. They can be found in someone's front yard, traffic intersections, food cart pods, Portland Airport, and even a goat farm. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.